Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Entertainment Schmick.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody.
Everybody!
Okay, where to begin? There's so much to cover. We'll talk about Jussie Smollett. We were all texting each other over the weekend as the news was breaking about that. But Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom engaged on Valentine's Day. And that's not the only celebrity couple to do something big on Valentine's Day. Miranda Lambert got married to a guy she's been dating since November.
He's a police officer, right?
He's with the NYPD. He apparently met her when her group, Pistolanis, were performing in New York on Good Morning America. I don't know if he was doing crowd control.
All right, keep moving, everybody. Pistolanis don't have time for this.
But they got married on Valentine's Day. Katy Perry was proposed to on Valentine's Day by Orlando Bloom. She was totally surprised, but he apparently had been working on it for quite some time. He got permission from her family before he proposed. And they're going to start making babies, apparently. Wow. She's slowing down her career this year, someone said. They want to get married and start a family sooner rather than later. And this just shows how long Katy Perry's been around. And I think it's because Orlando Bloom is older than she is. I was like, oh, yeah, she's got to hurry up because she's 34.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's 42. Easy. I thought she was in her 40s already.
Has he been married before?
Yes, to Miranda Kerr, Victoria's Secret model.
That's right.
She went on to marry Evan Spiegel, who's the founder of Snapchat and is not poor.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
And Katy was married to Russell Brand.
Mm-hmm. And they split in 2011, so it's been quite some time. And people said the fact that she even wanted to get married again just shows how in love she is with Orlando Bloom, because I think for a long time people thought she was just going to, you know, be happy to be in a relationship and didn't need to get married again.
Wow. We talked about Miranda Lambert and the Pistolanis. I saw them on Sunday night. I watched that tribute to Elvis on NBC.
Oh, yeah.
One of the worst things I've ever seen in my entire life.
Pistolanis are the whole Elvis
thing. I couldn't believe how poorly put together it was.
I saw Keith Urban up there a lot.
I didn't see that part.
Yeah.
Man, it was disappointing.
Jennifer Lopez.
And Blake Shelton hosted the whole thing, and Miranda was on it. So that was...
Oh.
Yeah, but not even that tension could save it.
Yeah, right. What about Post Malone's outfit?
It was cool. I like Post Malone.
I like him.
I do too. I like those boots he had. Guy. Those boots were awesome.
Yeah. No, some of it, J-Lo had a performance that was fine, but just the overall thing of it was just tough to watch.
I have mixed emotions about Post Malone.
Really?
My son likes his song so much, and I'm like... That's fine. Can you please never get a face tattoo? Please. Not even one. Mm-hmm. No. It's never going to be a good idea. Okay.
Not
moving on. But I mean, if you have a face tattoo, that's totally cool. It's just the mom and me speaking. You know. Okay. Some news that's really going to disappoint Tim. And then some good news for, I think, everyone. It's going to make everybody happy. The next Batman. They're in the final talks.
Hit me.
Let's see some of the people they've thrown around. They threw around John Hamm.
Fine.
They threw around, who is the young guy recently who said he was in it to win it?
Oh, yeah. I can't remember.
Oh, Zac Efron.
Zac Efron.
Fine with that, I guess.
Nope. It's
like
gonna be Armie Hammer.
Oh no way!
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, what a disaster! This will be worse than the Elvis special.
Yeah.
Can't act.
Well, guess what? That is the big rumor, and let's just keep our fingers crossed that it's not true.
What are people doing? He can't act. He makes Affleck look like Marlon Brando or something.
The good Marlon Brando, right?
I don't know.
Not the one in that island of Dr. Moreau.
I mean, I guess Laurence of Olivier, I should have said.
There we go.
Laurence Olivier? He's like a good actor, right?
Armie Hammer?
Sounded right to me.
What did I say?
He said Laurence of Olivier instead of Laurence of Arabia.
Right.
Okay.
I gotta shut up.
Well, you're not going to, because more bad news when it comes to superheroes. Netflix has canceled its two remaining Marvel shows, Jessica Jones and The Punisher.
Mm.
Now, they already filmed season 3 of Jessica Jones, so
it will
air at that point.
But they said why they're doing that, because the Marvel Network.
Yeah, right. Yeah, because they may all still show up on Disney's upcoming streaming service, Disney Plus. So that's why the Netflix Marvel partnership is coming to an end, but they've made it official.
Hmm.
Okay, now some good news to, like, lighten the mood.
Armie Hammer no longer playing Batman.
No.
It's just in.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you this. We have a year to get this together, to get our boss into it, and broadcast from the Golden Girls themed cruise.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I just read about a Golden Girls bar.
Down in Soulard.
Opening in St. Louis.
Yeah. Did it open already?
I'm not sure it's open yet, but it's down on 8th Street.
In town?
Yeah. There's this cruise I read about this morning, but I did over the weekend read about a Golden Girls. It's a gay bar, but straight friendly, is what it said.
Thank you. I think we should go. And I ran out of time for Jussie Smollett, but if you missed it over the weekend, they arrested two guys accused of attacking the Empire Star, if you remember the story from a few weeks ago. And they totally turned on him and said
We practiced fighting with him.
Right, yeah.
He had us attack him. And they bought the noose at Ace Hardware, which was really bad news for Ace Hardware over the weekend. I don't mean to make light of this at all, but apparently they're filming the last episodes of Empire for this season. He was supposed to have 9 scenes and a big musical number in the second to last episode. They've cut 5 of his scenes so far, as well as the musical number. And
I don't understand what the motivation was there. I don't understand.
I don't get it. It's just bizarre. But the tweets were flying fast and furious, where they were saying that he had a part in this attack and he orchestrated the whole thing. And I'm sure we will get more as the days go on, but just crazy. That's Entertainment Schmig. We'll have more at 8:40, more online at 198.com, and Lance Hildebrand now with a look at traffic.
And by the way, Tim, that place in Soulard is called Four Strings. That is the Golden Girl themed bar.
What's the reference there?
I don't know.
I don't either.
I don't know.
Huh.
But
they probably don't have the rights to the Rusty Anchor.
Was that the bar in the Golden Girls?
Well, they're going to have a karaoke party at the Rusty Anchor on the cruise.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't remember the Golden Girls going out to bars.
No. Well, Blanche, you never knew where she was.
That's right.
They will have a cheesecake party, though.
Ooh, hey, now.
And a bingo night and a fancy dress party.
With shoulder pads.
Yes.
Totally. And lots of shoulder pads.
The Rusty Anchor was where Blanche went to meet men.
Got it.
Yes.
All right, let's start North.
Nothing at all.
Entertainment Schmig.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody.
Everybody.
Okay, so Tim, everybody's all up in arms that Armie Hammer may be the next Batman, taking over for Ben Affleck. Pretty crazy. This Sunday, the Oscars, and they put out a list of who will win and should win. And when I say they, I mean, of course, Rolling Stone. Mm-hmm. they say for Best Picture, Roma, the Netflix film, will win.
What?
And they say that BlacKkKlansman or Black Panther should win, which is crazy because Roma, it may then be the first film to win Best Picture that made exactly $0 at the box office.
Wow.
Since it's a Netflix film.
Did it really win? I guess I have to watch it.
And in black and white and subtitles because it's a foreign language film. Crazy. They say that Christian Bale should win for Vice, but Rami Malek will win for Bohemian Rhapsody. They say Lady Gaga should win for A Star Is Born, and Glenn Close will win for The Wife.
Hmm.
By the way, they say Shallow from A Star Is Born should win and will win.
It should, for best, it should not win.
For Best Original Song. Why not?
Because it's not that great of a song.
It's very shallow.
It's not.
I think
what are the other songs nominated? Does anybody know?
Yeah, Mary Poppins song.
I pick that.
The Mary Poppins songs were good, but they weren't great.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la-lo is not a great song.
You haven't seen the film, so you don't realize how integral it is to the plot.
I don't think that's what the award is for, though.
Right, and I'm boycotting because Slaughter Race from Wreck-It Ralph 2, one of the greatest songs ever done.
Is that nominated?
No, not even nominated.
What are you even talking about?
I'm telling you, you will see Wreck-It Ralph 2 and you go, yeah, that's pretty
that's good. A
good
song.
I still haven't seen Wreck-It Ralph.
Nomination.
Okay.
You're missing out.
Spoiler alert, America's a Talent winner.
For the champions thing?
Mm-hmm.
Ew.
Shin Lim.
I don't even know who that is. You could have said Barney Davidson, and I would be like, okay. You know, I know it was down to Shin and the puppet girl again, who
it's
just won it.
The puppet girl.
You know, that Darcy Lynn.
Darcy Lynn.
But this is the champions of the world.
She was in town not too long ago.
World. Yeah, somebody tried to get me to do an interview with her. I'm like, ventriloquists aren't great on the radio.
That and magicians. It's just like the world's best, that show. Brian's fascinated with this magician, Justin.
Guarini?
No. Yeah, how his career disappeared after American Idol. Hey,
he's
crazy.
He's Dr. Pepper guy.
No, yeah, he's the Dr. Pepper guy.
Real sweet.
That's right.
The Kardashians are trademarking their kids' names. Is this really a story? I'm more surprised that it's just happening now. They're doing this so they can put their kids' names on things like toys, clothing lines, and skincare products. The only one who's not doing it is Kourtney.
Well, yeah, her kids are a little older now, right?
Yeah, and I think she's the only one with any sense in the whole Kardashian family.
A little sense.
And as Kim would say, she's the most boring, right?
Mm-hmm.
The least interesting. Mm. Didn't she say something about her looks,
at
too?
At least interesting to look at.
Oh, jeez. Just to be a fly on that wall. Kev, best movies of all time that weren't nominated for a Best Picture Oscar?
Yeah.
Online at Y98.com?
Basically, if it's an Alfred Hitchcock movie, it should have been
Rear Window, an Oscar winner. Vertigo, and Notorious. Three of his songs in the top five.
Movies.
Yes.
Yeah. Hitchcock's songs did not deserve. They were not
that was
not that good to be. He just didn't have a lot of range. It wasn't his fault, but his music just not that good.
Singing in the Rain, also on the list. Pinocchio, Dumbo, Pan's Labyrinth, Hoop Dreams. Mm. Oh, and Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho comes in at number 15 on the list.
Yeah, I don't think that they probably back in the day, well, like horror movies aren't known for winning Oscars or like scary movies.
Yeah.
I know, but I mean, he was a visionary. This is a sad story, and I guess it falls under Entertainment Schmig. The iconic picture of World War II soldiers coming home.
Oh, yeah, the kiss.
Yes, the sailor kissing the woman in Times Square to celebrate the end of the war. They didn't know each other.
Yeah.
But it was this beautiful kiss that has been recreated a million times over by people.
With different results nowadays.
Yes. George Mendoza died on Sunday.
Oh, he's a sailor?
Mm-hmm. Today would have been his 96th birthday.
Whoa.
And the woman in the photo died 2 years ago. Her name was Greta Freeman.
Wow. Both real long lives.
Yeah. He said in an interview a few years ago, everyone was drinking and celebrating in the streets. We're all drinking and raising hell. It's like Courtney's a line. Courtney Landrum, here to drink and raise some hell.
That, you know, today that would be a misconnection.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. He said, it was just plain instinct, I guess. I just grabbed her.
I saw you in today, Times Square.
And today it would have been not okay.
Can't do that anymore.
Not okay to just grab some woman in Times Square. Yeah. You can't do that. Oh, and just a little aside, Travis Scott was in St. Louis last night, but the night before he was in Kansas City, and at the end of the show he said, thank you, St. Louis!
Ooh.
Yeah, you gotta have that taped to the stage, yeah, you remember.
They already have a complex in Kansas City. I don't think Travis Scott did him any favors.
No. That's Entertainment Schmig. More online at Y98.com. And Lance Hildebrand with... Celebrity birthdays in just a minute, but if you're holding on for that Billy Ray Cyrus story...
You've been waiting for a while. You probably Googled it by now.
Okay, so Billy Ray Cyrus put a picture on Instagram. Billy Ray Cyrus, of course, Miley Cyrus's dad, Achy Breaky Heart, famous before Miley, posts a picture of his wife, Tish, in front of what was like a vault of weed.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, crazy.
We're talking about bags bigger than the Convy Irish popcorn bags that Tim brought in today. And there were there were like 50 bags of weed. They were gigantic. And then everyone went crazy. People started bashing him, saying, no wonder your kids are out of control. No wonder you're a stupid role model. Police should put you and your family in prison.
Whoa.
Then you had Billy Ray's fans who say he confesses to be a Christian.
Whoa.
And they're praying that God leads you back to him.
Oh, come on.
And then maybe the one with the, you know, the most merit behind it. People started listing people who are in jail for multiple years for way less marijuana possession than what Tish was standing in front of. So she tried to clear it up. She said, first of all, my husband is insane. Okay, that didn't really help. Second, this picture is also insane. And third, this is not my weed or my house. Ha ha ha. But if it was, that would be amazing for so many reasons. Okay, she didn't really help with her comments at all, but it was crazy. How much, I mean, it just shows celebrities.
It looks like they're dealing. That's how much it was.
It's a strange picture to
it's
post.
Not for person. It's a personal use stash.
You might have a problem.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Like, I would be stressed out if Miley was my daughter, too, but maybe not that.
Yeah.
I mean, they basically said, like, if you or I were standing in front of that much weed, we would already be in jail because police would figure out like where we were, the stash was. You would be arrested for possession for that much weed.
Unless they're at a legal dispensary in Colorado right now.
They didn't say that though.
Well, yeah, but they may. I mean, I don't know. The idea that like, I don't know. That's just silly.
Everybody's mad about everything. Right. Andy Cohen, everything he posts, he gets beat up.
Oh,
because he's a new dad.
Yeah. There's plenty of other reasons to stick it to Billy Ray. We don't need to like make something insane up.
All right, let's move on to celebrity birthdays, shall we? How old is, from Stranger Things, Millie Bobby Brown?
I always want to say 11, but I don't think that's
right. No, that was her character.
I'm going to say she is 16.
15.
Yeah, I couldn't decide between the two.
I know, there is a small window. Okay, how about Rock and Roll Hall of Famer? I met him at the Grammys.
Smokey Robinson. He was also, I watched remastered The Two Killings of Sam Cooke over the weekend on Netflix, and Smokey Robinson's in there. Still looking good.
He does look good.
Smokey.
Pretty eyes.
Smokey has beautiful eyes. Mm-hmm. He was very kind when I met him.
I'm going to say 73, and I bet you that's way too low.
I'm going to say...
But that's the first thing that came to my head.
I'm going to say 80.
I'm going to say 78.
I was thinking where Courtney is, so I'm going to say 81.
79. Oh, I know you're not going to be happy about this one, Courtney. You're not a fan.
Dionne Warwick?
No, but she was in that Netflix special, too.
She was on CBS this morning.
Yeah, Sunday. She was on CBS Sunday morning.
She was mean on that?
I know. I got to find that somewhere.
And that's all I'm going to say about that. She said that 7 times. Yep. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
No, he was in The Newsroom.
Oh, Jeff Daniels.
And you're not a fan.
I loved The Newsroom.
But you saw an interview with him and you didn't like him.
He was just...
He should not go on Celebrity Apprentice either, because it's going to...
Very actor.
Oh, you know. He's very Kevin Kline, you're saying?
All right.
Jeff Daniels, man, that's a 65.
62?
67.
64.
64!
Nice, Lance.
Let's end on a good one. And happy birthday to 53-year-old Justine Bateman, Jason's sister.
53.
Happy birthday if you're celebrating on the 19th.
Live from downtown, this is your home for today's best.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.